All right, well, Regina has had a big week with hosting Canada's Farm Show this week. It's now wrapping up after that big week. And I'm joined now by, I think we're going to have a really interesting conversation with my next guest. I'm joined in studio by cultivator director Laura Mock. And Laura, I was just telling you, you know, I went out into the hallway to bring you in and I said, full disclosure, I know very little about farming. It is an agriculture. It is something that I'm trying to learn more about since moving back to the province a few years ago, having spent most of my adult life in Ontario. And so I told you, just come in here and talk to me like I'm a five-year-old living on the mean streets of Regina or Saskatoon. And you said something interesting to me. What was that?
Yeah. So, Tamara, first off, thanks for having me. You had asked me about agriculture and if I could help you understand the landscape here in Saskatchewan. And I myself am fairly new to agriculture. My background is actually in business. I've had some exposure to the tech world and to the startup community. And so the agriculture side, I'm surrounding myself with the best and the brightest in agriculture here to help me build things out. And we're looking for ways to integrate technology with agriculture to improve outcomes.
All right. So for all the folks out there who are like me and know very little about the happenings of Canada's Farm Show, other than the scrums that our premier give that make the news, what is Cultivator? What is the company that you work for? And what messages were you talking about this week at the Farm Show?
Yeah, perfect. So Cultivator, powered by Kinexys, is actually a local tech incubator. We're located right here in Regina, Saskatchewan. And we have two core sides of our business. The first actually is a tech incubator with a mandate to grow the tech ecosystem within the province. Mm-hmm. We work with founders locally all throughout Saskatchewan to help them develop their ideas, test out the product market fit, help them as they work through iterating on their technology, partnering them with mentors, matching them with investors, so that they can grow into sort of viable, fruitful businesses. Mm-hmm. The second side, which is where we're spending a lot of time this week, is our AgTech Accelerator. Mm-hmm. And through the AgTech Accelerator, we work with AgTech founders from across Canada and the UK to help build their AgTech businesses.
So let's take a step back before we get into the AgTech, which I'm really interested to hear about. Because you just said something interesting, just in terms of investing in startups here in Saskatchewan. Historically, what has the landscape been like for people in Saskatchewan who have a great tech idea and they're trying to land it somewhere in this province and be successful doing it?
Yeah, so great question. If you go back to 2018, when the idea of Cultivator got off the ground, at that point, if you were to look at all the money that's being invested into the tech startup ecosystem, less than 0.5% of those investment dollars were coming into Saskatchewan. Mm. You see founders like, not everyone knows, Skip the Dishes, that actually was homegrown. It came out of Saskatchewan.
I had no idea until you told me that during the break.
So you saw.
Yeah,
founders,
I know. Yeah. Brett, who's our tech operator right now, just poked his little head to the window. What?
Yeah,
Skip the Dishes. Interesting.
Right? So you see founders like that and they have great ideas, but it really takes an ecosystem for these ideas really to thrive and to turn into thriving businesses.
So yeah, because Skip the Dishes, it came from Saskatchewan, but where did it actually get off the ground?
They ended up having to go to Manitoba, so to Winnipeg. But that's what we kept seeing is these founders. In order to get their businesses off the ground, you're going east, you're going west, you're having to cross borders. And so the gap that existed in the Saskatchewan landscape was we didn't have this ecosystem to support founders. Mm-hmm. And the things that you need to support these founders is you need other founders that have gone ahead and they built out their technology. They understand the challenges. You need investment dollars. You need spaces for these people to work. You need other founders. The founder journey is so difficult. It is no, 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 shut down, shut down. And so you need to have this community of like-minded founders to lift each other up, to help problem solve, to navigate, and to find strategic partnerships. So that was missing in Saskatchewan. And so Cultivator, powered by Kinexys, that was one of the gaps they found. And so as a community credit union, they invested in the incubator to help support these founders and to make sure that dollars were staying in our province, to make sure that jobs would be created for people in our province. And so at the heart of what we do, that's where we started.
All right. If you're just joining us, I am Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Bray. And my guest this half hour is Laura Mock, who is the director of Cultivator. And Laura, you're here because here in studio talking to me because Canada's Farm Show is just wrapping up in this province. And we started this conversation talking about how you actually, you know, even though you're representing Cultivator at Canada's Farm Show, you don't come from an agriculture background. You're learning as you go. I want to hear a little bit about your path to this and what have you learned? And is there anything that has surprised you about the agriculture space in Saskatchewan coming at it from that, you know, tech investment lens that you have?
Yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of questions there. So
I know, sorry. Right? Journalism 101, you shouldn't do that. But pick which one you want to answer and run with it.
Yeah, perfect. So my journey is, you know, a really high level because we only have a short amount of time. I do think that it almost emulates founders and the fact that it wasn't a direct journey that led me to this role. I never actually thought I would be leading a tech incubator. I started my career in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up transitioning into business operations with a pharmacy group. I ended up transitioning my career further to a discipline called customer experience or user-centered design, doing some business process management work before I ever, I guess, transitioned into this role. I ended up doing my EMBA through Queen's, where I was exposed to a lot more, I guess, the ever-changing world with digital transformation was a big piece of what I was studying. And through that opportunity, I had the chance to work with some tech startups, just through some projects. So slowly I started to pave this path. And again, building up these random skill sets that oftentimes it didn't feel like they connected. And then I saw this role at Cultivator and like lots of people, I didn't know what Cultivator was. Mm. So did my research, started to dive in and I was like, okay, wow, I feel like this could be the coolest job. It is.
What was it about it that attracted you?
You know what? Like, I do like the startup world. I think of myself as being very entrepreneurial, but there is just such an opportunity to make such an impact. At multiple levels, there are the founders that we support. Part of this is building up this founder mindset, and it starts early. So you're seeing us do things like a big idea camp where we're working with young kids and students to help them understand that they can be entrepreneurial. Like there's so much in terms of the impact. It's the economic impact. It's a sustainability impact. And so there's just this opportunity.
There's the public perception impact. Here you are doing a media interview, which is not something you've done in your previous roles, I imagine.
Correct. First time.
Okay. I'm going to put this on pause for a minute because I want to hear about all the things you've learned about ag tech in this province coming up after the break. You're listening to Tamara Cherry on the Evan Bray Show, filling in for the vacationing, staycationing, whatever he-ationing he's doing. Evan Bray on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I am joined in studio by Laura Mock, who is the director of Cultivator. And Cultivator, of course, playing a role at Canada's Farm Show that's wrapping up after a big week in Regina this week. And Laura, before the break, I was talking to you about the fact that, you know, you are the director of this company that is funding all these different tech startups in Saskatchewan. And you're at the Canada Farm Show because obviously you guys are helping out some of the startups around ag tech, but you don't come from an agriculture background. So you gave us a little bit of your background. I'm interested to hear from you now, like, what have you learned about ag tech in this province? Has there been anything about this industry that has surprised you, that has inspired you, that has, you know, changed the way that you think about agriculture?
Yeah, there's a lot that I've learned about agricultural practices here and a lot that's inspired me. A few little nuggets. I was actually surprised to learn that Saskatchewan represents 40% of the farming land in all of Canada.
Wow.
I learned that one yesterday from Justine Hendricks.
Are you from Saskatchewan originally?
I am from Saskatchewan and you see the prairies everywhere,
yes.
But 40% of all farming land in Canada is in our province. So, yeah. Shout out to all of our farmers. The other thing, I had no idea that Saskatchewan is already a global leader in terms of sustainable agricultural practices. Hmm. So just to hear the countries around the world that are looking towards Canada and looking towards Saskatchewan to see what it is that we're doing that makes us so special is like it's a cool story that I think people should be aware of and people should be really proud of.
Yeah, I mean, Canada at Canada's Farm Show, obviously people in Saskatchewan this week from all over the country. I imagine there's international players, though, that go to these places as well. And it's got to be a really cool time to be part of a startup that's looking at tech in the ag industry. So tell me some of the stories of the people and the businesses that Cultivator is supporting in changing the way that all agriculture is looked at, not just here in Saskatchewan or Canada, but around the world.
Yeah, and actually, before I do that, if I could even back it up and just, I think to anchor the conversations, like at Cultivator, with our ag tech program, we have three primary goals. The first is we want to work with founders across Canada to really cultivate the homegrown Canadian ag tech innovation. The second is we want to attract the latest and greatest and best innovation in agriculture to Canada so that our producers can use it in their operations and to have a voice in shaping that innovation. And the third is that we want to work with farmers to make sure that anything that we're working with our founders to produce, that it actually meets their needs. So we're working to actually find partnerships where we're taking founders from around the world or from Canada, marrying them up with farmers who are looking at the technology and saying, yeah, I like that. I wish it worked different. Here's some feedback. And actually shaping those iterations and the next wave of innovation.
Hey, this is interesting. And this has me taking this conversation in a bit of a different direction, because now you've got me thinking about conversations we were having earlier in the show. We were talking about Canada's military spending, that sort of thing. And one of the things that came up was that Canada's military has a major recruitment problem. They have a hard time getting people to join the military. And also, we have a hard time getting big tech to not only invest here, but we haven't historically done a great job of supporting tech startups. So how successful have we been in the agriculture space in attracting talent internationally to come here, to bring their great ideas here to Canada and to Saskatchewan and have those great ideas flourish here?
I think we're doing a great job. Again, so I'll speak from the lens of Cultivator. We're only 3 years old. In that time, we've worked with 47 companies on our ag tech side to help them sort of advance their product and their technology, or else looking at different pathways to commercialize their product. Right now, we have a partnership with Innovate UK. So we have founders that come from the UK, and they work, they connect with our producers. They're meeting with many stakeholders. We send some of our founders to the UK, and our founders get to have conversations with producers there.
So you're looking at what people are, what producers are doing here and what startups are doing here, and then you look around the world and you think, okay, who could help you out? Who could, and you're basically bringing people together. You're playing matchmaker essentially.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And it's to me that like the thing that speaks to what we're doing really well is the work that I'm having to do to start to create some of these partnerships. It's people are reaching out to me. I don't have much work. So this week we had Innovate Norway was here. They were connecting, looking at some of the work that we're doing. Again, the partnership with Innovate UK. I have conversations coming up with Australia. They're very curious to see what we're doing. One of the agriculture shows I was at recently, there were numerous people from Brazil that wanted to talk to us about our program. And there's a piece that's Cultivator, and we have these founders, and they go to talk to other people in the industry and talk about the caliber and quality of our program, the mentors, the support we get from government. So we have support from federal, provincial, and municipal governments that are present, that are talking to these founders, having conversations about, you know, what do we have to do for you guys to locate here? How can we open up different pathways so you guys can commercialize your project, your products and your businesses? So lots of different, like, lots of good things happening.
How much of the success would you attribute to Cultivator and how much to the government? Because something we talk about in the news, like I think back to the the COP28 conference, and that was in the United Arab Emirates, and the provincial government was really trying to justify how they could spend like $1 million on an event space at a global climate conference. How important is that work versus the work that you guys are doing supporting private entities? And we've got like a minute left. Am I dragging you into something you don't want to be dragged into?
No, I'll just say it's difficult to parse it out that cleanly. Those opportunities will follow the capital. So we need government to make it attractive for people to want to invest. We need investors, our producer connections that want to be involved and provide feedback for the technology, critically important. We could not do it without Saskatchewan farmers. That is a big part of why we're doing this.
Where can people go to learn more about some of these startups that you guys are supporting?
Come visit us online at cultivator.ca. And if you have questions, stop in, give us a shout, send us an email. We love to talk about what we're doing and how we can partner with people.
Well, I've loved talking to you about this today. Laura Mock, director of Cultivator, joining me in studio on the heels of Canada's Farm Show. This really actually segues quite nicely into our next conversation on this show, because talking about, you know, international partners, you know, partnering up with people here in Saskatchewan, we're going to be talking about some work that is being done by scientists from the University of Alberta and the University of Bern in Switzerland, as they're trying to figure out a more sustainable way to embrace the mining industry. This is really cool. And I think a lot of people in this province are going to be interested in what one of these researchers has to say. Coming up after the break on the Evan Bray Show, I am Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan. And I hear that Evan's going to the Game 6. No. Yeah, Game 6. I was going to say Game 7. Game 6 in Edmonton tomorrow. So hooray, Evan, here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.